Good morning, everyone. Thanks for coming. My name is Chuck Soderberg. I'm the chair of the House Appropriations Committee. Today we're going to talk about the budget targets for fiscal year 14. The budgets do accomplish our goals. It's a balanced and sustainable process. The budget target is efficient, effective, and very necessary as we face some financial uncertainty and unstable times. The budget targets are established using our four principles. We will spend less than the state collects. We will not use one-time money to fund ongoing programs. We will not balance the budget by intentionally underfunding programs. And the fourth one is we will return unused tax dollars to the taxpayers. Fiscal year 14 budget proposal spends or invests $6.414 billion. It provides a modest increase in general fund spending of 3% over last year's budget. That is also 98% of the ongoing revenue. It is 89.55% of available revenue, which would include the general funds and the ending balance. This is a practice that we've used for the last couple years, and we've been very successful, and we will continue to use the same principles as we move forward. 3% spending is consistent and actually less than a 20-year history of the state's revenue of 3.34% over a 20-year period. It does fully fund the priorities of education, health and human services, and public safety. Just as a few examples, it provides $16.1 million increase for the Regent Universities, who will in turn freeze tuitions for our students in our Regent Universities. It increases community college general fund by $10 million. It increases the Iowa tuition grant by $1 million. It fully funds the 2% supplemental state aid that we passed through the House last week. That amount is $74 million. It fully funds the education reform of $10.25 million. It also increases funding for the student tuition organization tax credit, the STOs, by $1.5 million. And it also increases transportation for our private schools by about $1 million. So the total is about $114 million of new money for education. In addition to that, it fully funds our property tax credits, the first time since fiscal year 2002 that has happened. That's a very significant milestone. It fully funds the mental health equalization levy, which is $29.8 million. It funds the nutrient management strategy that was laid out by Department of Ag and DNR over a two-year period. That would be $6.8 million. Also, it fully funds our current Medicaid services that we are responsible for. The total cost for Medicaid for next fiscal year is approximately $1.4 billion. It also increases justice and courts budget by $16 million. So you can see it's a good balanced approach for the priorities of Iowa, but also it's responsible, being responsible for the taxpayer money that the taxpayers make sure that we are responsible of doing. However, there's a great deal of uncertainty in the economy. There's a great deal of uncertainty of some of the other impacts, and at this time I'd like to introduce Mark Lofgren, who is the Vice Chair of the House Appropriations Committee.
Thank you for being here. We've all been at forums, so we've had a lot of ideas what we do with our extra money. And the last 20 years, we've had five one-time cuts. The last one was in October of 2009, and it really affected the school districts. My wife was a teacher librarian, and she used to have two libraries. Now she has four, and that has not changed, so it's kind of hit home with us. But anyway, we do need to be safe. Basically, we've had a lot of presentations at our subcommittees and everything, And we had Workforce present us, and they mentioned because our unemployment rate is very low compared to the country, that we're going to be getting about $80 million less this next year for Workforce. The FMAP, which is the federal matching that we have for Medicaid, 10 years ago it was at 64%. Now it's down to 58%. And we're basically getting the same services, paying about $200 million more. So we have that concern. We had the Iowa State Extension Office that presented to us, and they talked about the drought and something might kind of linger on for a while, so we'll have to kind of see what happens with that. And then we do know that over the last 20 years, we have, on average, revenue goes up about 3.34%. In the last 2 years, it's been about 8.8%. So we realize that it's been a good situation recently, but we have to be concerned about that. And then we did notice because of sequestration that we had about $60 million more withheld. So we know people did more transactions last year, and so we know that could slow things up. We do know that internet sales could affect our sales tax revenues. Of course, we have Medicaid to be concerned with, and we do know the transportation cliff we have. We're getting $440 million for transportation from the federal government. In a couple years, that may stop or alter. And household revenue or income rather went up about 6% last year. We're now seeing it's kind of backing off on average about 2.5%. But we don't know about sequestration. We do know corporate income taxes. 5 years ago were about $195,000. Now they're $479,000, and so that has tendency that could slow down. We do have our $6.2 billion underfunding of our pensions that we have to be concerned with. Of course, we also spend $55 million a year for the iJobs interest. So, but anyway, I guess we have enough reasons that we do need to be concerned.
Thanks, Mark. You just heard a lot of reasons why we need to be very cautious and very careful in presenting and approving the budget for fiscal year 14. With the drought, the sequestration, the budget cuts that the federal government is dealing with, now is the time to be very careful and cautious with the taxpayers' money. And with that, I'd open up for questions.
What is the big increase for economic development?
The big increase for economic development, obviously, the budget subcommittees are continuing to work through their specific budgets. Some of that is money or projects that were funded with RIF, and now they're funded with general fund money.
How much for incentives?
The high-quality jobs tax credit, that is funded at the amount of $15 million, which is what was funded last year, and that's in the RIF budget.
And did you raise the cap on credits to 185, or do you keep?
That's something that we're still working through the process to finalize that.
Does your plan assume that Medicaid costs are going to go up, given the Affordable Care Act? Or
not? Medicaid costs are going up, and we've incorporated what we know right now to be the increase in Medicaid costs in supplying the current services that we're responsible to do.
You mentioned the nutrient management plan. Does that mean that you're authorizing hiring 5 more inspectors in this whole dust up of the EPA?
There again, the details are still being worked out in the budget subs, but we are committed to the nutrient management strategy concept.
How does your budget target here compare with what the governor offered in January, proposed in January, and where are the differences?
There's a number of different differences, it's hard to say, we will continue to work with the governor. We had an initial discussion this morning, and I think we're both supportive of what each other are doing.
What are the most significant?
The total's 114.
Yes.
The total's 114. We're working through the budget. The budget subs have to go through and figure that out. We don't have every line item determined at this point.
Right. So you are spending $114 million less than the government.
That is correct.
That's correct.
And that's a percentage of?
Would that be?
Approximately.
One-ish?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you're
a little over. Yep.
How much do you provide in tax relief in this budget?
This is a general fund budget, tax relief, if that would occur. Obviously, what specific tax relief are you referring to?
How do you deal with the what kind of surplus do you end up with? And do you commit any of that?
When you say surplus, are you talking about ending balance?
Ending balance.
over collection. We are not spending any of the ending balance for general fund purposes.
So are you backtracking them from the idea of what was it, $375 per person per taxpayer? Are you still going to do that?
That's House File 1. That's in Ways and Means Committee.
Correct.
They'll be bringing that bill out. And the $375, remember, that's math you guys did. I don't ever think.
That was math
the
Senate did.
Okay. Well, whoever did it, the idea on the ending balance is that that's an overcollection on behalf of the taxpayers. We need to find a way to return it. We will not spend one-time money on ongoing expenses. This budget conforms to that principle.
And you consider those ending balances one-time money?
Correct.
Yes.
So it is still your intent to give money back to the taxpayers, but you're not agreeing on a specific. You're not promising a specific dollar.
That's correct.
And that will come out of the excess budget funds, not the general fund budget.
That's correct.
But doesn't setting a budget target here give you a better idea of what the surplus, the ending balance is going to be?
Yes, but you're mixing revenue adjustments with appropriations. And so he's the appropriations chair, the Ways and Means Committee chair. We'll be working through those things, and we'll bring those different proposals to you on a different day. But what you guys are asking a lot about there as far as, not House File 1, but as far as does this have tax relief into it, those are revenue adjustments. We are going to do, the House Republicans will do support tax relief. We are going to do something on that, but this is on the appropriation side.
Is there any room for negotiation here with Democrats who are going over there afterwards that are going to release it? Is there any room for negotiation? Or are we going to be sitting here on June 30th again like we did 2 years ago?
But first of all, we have not seen what the Senate Democrats are proposing. We feel 3% is a very reasonable number that is being responsible with the taxpayers' money.
How much do you commit to education reform?
$10.25 million for fiscal year 14.
And is that the full amount the governor
wanted? Education reform bill, as we passed, is consistent with the governor's request. Well, for fiscal year 15, the revenue estimating conference has not established. Yes, I'm sorry. I thought you said 15.
No, I didn't.
Okay. This is spending 98% of the ongoing revenue.
Okay. Do you remember what your percentage was?
I do not, right offhand.
Well, taxes going down or?
The gaming revenue, $66 million. We moved $26 million of that into RIF last year. We intend to move $46 million into RIF infrastructure projects this year. We intend to move all $66 million into RIF for infrastructure next year.
Let the budget something work through that. I mean, we've got the top line. That's the difference. We'll work through all those different pieces. And when they bring their budgets out of committee, then that will all be there. We're not trying to hide anything, but we also don't want to take away what those budget subcommittees have to do and the work they have to go through.
Well, which budget subs are you recommending less spending?
Well, it's on the back of that sheet of paper.
There's no governor on here.
Oh, well, I thought you were asking relative to the preceding year. But relative to the governor, I guess you just have to look at that number. They are, whatever they are is what they are.
Yeah. How much do you figure in for salaries and benefits?
There will not be a salary bill, is that what you're asking?
So you're zero for salaries and benefits for state employees?
Yes.
So what happens when the AFSCME arbitration award comes in, if it comes in at 3 or 4, 4%? Are you just going to, the budget sub just going to have to budget?
First of all, we don't know what the outcome will be. Secondly, we don't know what the cost will be. And thirdly, we'll continue to work with the budget sub-chairs to adequately fund the programs that we have with the resources that we have.
There is no FY15 line on here. Are we not doing biennial budgeting anymore?
We will be doing putting together 15 fiscal year 15. We will be doing a biennial budget similar to what we did 2 years ago.
But you don't have targets for that?
We do not. Yes.
All right. Thank
well,
you.
I get the last question. You talked about the need for caution and making sure there's some money left over for uncertainties. How does that play into the plan to do the tax credit and returning the ending balance aspect?
Obviously, we think that you can do both of those things. We think this is a reasonable amount of growth that will provide some flexibility if we need it in the future. And we don't think we should build an ongoing budget using those one-time dollars.
The amount, the difference between your plan and the governor's is pretty small. Why is it important to bring it down by that 114? Why is that a priority?
Because we think this number meets the priorities of Iowans. And on behalf of the taxpayers of Iowa, of whom we work, we're going to look for opportunities. I mean, if we have opportunities to lower it from this number, we'll do that. But after having gone through it in detail, this is what the appropriations chair and his committee came up with.
How much is the supplemental for the current year?
Currently, there's no supplemental. We did the transition fund, which is not a supplemental bill because of the funds that it used. But we do not have a supplemental bill. If there is one, we will have to wait for the governor's office for that to occur.
But you are anticipating.
We're anticipating that he'll request one. We don't have it yet.
Right.
But you're not proposing any level?
No.
We're not, no. All right. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.